The Kyle and Jackie O Show this morning here at Kiss FM. Billie Eilish, our special guest today. You know she's bringing a brand new record out. Hit Me Hard and Soft is out everywhere tomorrow night. Hey, Dar, how are you?
How's it going?
I'm good. Good to see you guys again.
You too.
You know what? Every time we speak to you, you seem like you're right in the chill zone. Like, you know, some people are a bit erratic and some people are, you know, a little bit lazy. You are constantly engaged, but you're not overboard.
What's going on? Don't you ever have like panicked moments everyone does, surely. Anxiety or like
something
to like, yes, where you have to kind of regulate your nervous system.
Mm-hmm. I'm just chill, you guys. I'm in Los Angeles. It's a sunny day.
Yeah.
I'm like, my album's coming out, you guys. I had some really good like rice and vegan drumsticks earlier.
What the hell's vegan drumstick? What is that? Made of lettuce?
It's like a chicken wing, but it's vegan, and it's like Thai.
Nice.
Oh, I love it. There's so much new food to eat these days.
Yeah, and you've announced your Australian tour. The last one was incredible. And I know that when you were here on one trip, you and your brother noticed the crossing, like the sound that crossing makes.
That thing, it was in the song, right?
And it was in Bad Guy.
Yeah.
First of all, I was wondering, like, did you pick up any of those kind of sounds around the world for the new album?
Mm.
We did a couple times. I think that there's a few, but I don't know if they're around the world. I think that, I mean, we really didn't tour almost at all in the making of this album. We kind of had like one small few week leg of a tour, but there's a couple little audio bites. It's just funny, like, you know, people are so curious about the audio bites, and it's funny because like we've been doing them since we first started making music. Like the first EP that we made, we were using little voice memos and putting them in songs. Like, it's such a thing that we love to do, and it just like adds something to the music. And also if there's like a memory to it, it's amazing.
There's a familiarity to it where people don't even realize they're just drawn to these. That's why, like, when people do covers of songs, people love them, because mum's singing in the car with the kid. Everyone loves but your stuff, just so good. And let me tell you, if you're not familiar with Billie Eilish's success, we're talking on the mantle somewhere at her joint, 9 Grammy Awards, and listen to this, 2 Oscar Awards. Like, this is...
Yeah, they're not easy to get, those Oscars.
Oh, man. People do work their entire life to get an Oscar. Billie's got 2.
Yeah.
Now, that's because of the work with the music. When you're approached by the Hollywood types to do theme songs for movies, is that a whole different mindset you got to get into? Because they're not really your feelings. It is sort of, you have like a topic to sing about. Is that how you figure it out?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things to do. I really, really think that Phineas and I thrive when we write with like an assignment.
Right.
Like we do really, really well when it's like, you know, write about this. I mean, the other night I was sitting in my living room at like 2 in the morning with a friend of mine, and I was playing guitar, and I was like, not really coming up with, you know, I just was like, just humming stuff. And
mucking around.
And my friend was like, write about, you know, how you feel about this thing that happened the other day. And I immediately was like, okay, and I start to, and then she's like, hold on, write about the person you were with's perspective of the thing that happened the other day. And then I was able to write so much better. And it's so interesting for me. I really enjoy writing from other people's perspectives, other stories, stuff that is not my own truth. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm like that detached from my own feelings, but I don't think. I don't know.
Hard to tap into our own feelings, though, don't you reckon?
Right.
I've never tapped into my Pandora's box of emotional
Cole keeps
trauma.
His closed tight.
I stack mine on with weight and bad behavior. Mm-hmm. How do you handle your tough times? Have you got a go-to remedy, or are you just write, or do you jog? Do you sleep for 3 days?
I wish I could say I had some special thing that I do. I feel like I love food. Love
Same.
To eat so much. Love it so much. That's a big one. I love being with my parents. Like, I'll go to my parents' house if I feel overwhelmed, or I hang out with my brother. Like, those are the things I do. I love a good bath.
Oh, I love a bath. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I like being outside. I like being with animals. I feel like animals keep me tethered.
I love animals.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I think people don't like animals. I don't think anyone should be friends with those. Something's not quite totally right with those.
They're not
folks.
To be trusted.
So weird. So weird.
Okay, we'll stick around. More coming up with Billie Eilish, our guest this morning here at Kiss FM. I'm not your friend. Back with Kyle and Jackie O. Billie Eilish is on air with us this morning. Now, Billie, you've worked with your brother Phineas again for this record. It's a great combination. We know you love working with him. How's he going, by the way? No one ever asks.
He's doing great. He's up to all sorts of things. He's got so much, you know, that he's working on, and he seems to be doing great. I think everyone seems to be, you know, knock on wood, in a really good zone.
Situation.
Yeah.
You really just went off camera then to actually knock on a piece of wood, I noticed.
Are you superstitious?
Maybe she is.
I'm not superstitious, but I'm not superstitious.
Yeah, you don't want to tempt it.
If it doesn't take that much out of my time, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you won't walk under the ladder. You'll walk around the ladder, that sort of stuff. Just in case.
Right. If it's not that much of work, I'll do it.
I love that. She's such an honest artist.
You,
I love it.
When you and your brother work together on like the album, is like it doesn't seem like you guys would fight that much. You just seem to have a very good relationship.
Yeah, we think of it how we would write a record with our brothers.
Yes,
our brothers,
it would just be an awful, awful
worst
experience.
Record ever made. You're a musical family. Where does it come from? Is it in the bloodline, or are you the first two that are musical?
No, it's kind of in the bloodline. We grew up in the most musical household ever. It was so much of, you know, our whole family's just fans, it really is the thing. You know, fans, and my mom is an incredible songwriter and singer, and she taught us how to write songs, and my dad can sing, and his brothers are extremely musical, and...
Well, they must be jealous as at the Christmas table, right? You're like, well, I know you all love singing,
but making a living out
who's
of it.
Got the Oscars and the Grammys? Do you bring that up in an argument? Anything to win the argument? No?
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's just nice. Like, we grew up with so much music surrounding us, and
nice.
I thought every family was doing that, but they weren't. But honestly, it's not. I think it depends on your relationship with your sibling, but Phineas and I are so close and so cool and so good at working with each other, and always, you know, we get into arguments, but the same way you get into arguments with your family.
Yeah, like, little spats like, then.
Yeah.
Now, before we let you go, the name of the album is Hit Me Hard and Soft. What's that mean?
What does it mean to you?
Well, we go straight to the bedroom.
You don't want
to
ask
what we're
me.
Thinking.
But I'm thinking, is it like, oh, you got some hard songs, to, you know, emotional, and then there's some soft, angelic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That's it.
I'm trying to write from your perspective what you would have meant. If I'd have written it, it means a whole different thing. We can't even air what I would think. What's your meaning?
It does mean a lot of things, and it is also based on a name of a patch that we used that was similar, that I just was really drawn to and thought was beautiful. And I think that the easiest way to put it is that I think that the album does that. I think that it hits you hard and it hits you soft. And
it's a journey. Something. You're on a journey
It's a journey. It's totally a journey. And I love a title of a song or an album that makes you as the listener question it and makes you think, oh, what does that mean to me? Like, you know, I love debates between what the song title or the album title or the lyric, you know, people are like, no, I thought that she meant this by it. And then someone's like, oh, I thought that she meant this by it.
Is that why a lot of artists don't want to actually say a lot of the time what it is? Because you like that everyone has their own meaning.
Yeah, what it means to the person that buys the record, I suppose. That's a big, important part.
Yeah, I think so. It's nice to leave it up for interpretation. So I would say with Hit Me Hard and Soft, it is up for interpretation 100%.
Well, it's out tomorrow, everyone. Get it. Hit Me Hard, Hit Me Soft, Billie Eilish. By the way, I've never said this to a woman before, But there's some amazing eyebrows. And I know that sounds like a creep.
I know.
I
was thinking the same.
You can't stop looking at the eyebrows.
Yeah, they're very good.
Jackie's stuck in those 90s eyebrows where she plucked them like the McDonald's logo.
Because Pamela Anderson had them really thin and we all followed suit.
Yes, who would have thought
they
needed to grow back?
And now we're paying the price.
Wait, so you're just out here telling men their eyebrows are awesome?
That's what she does.
We're big on eyebrows.
I do say the eyebrows, but you never said to a woman because you know I don't like to, you know, but you're on a giant screen here, so your eyebrows are the size of a small car up on this wall.
Right.
And they're bloody lovely, man. Nice to talk as always. Can't wait for the record. It drops midnight tomorrow everywhere on earth. Billie Eilish, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you guys so much. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
She's on her way to the country. Everyone, all the details, we'll put them on our website. This morning, a kiss. Y'all been great.
Thank you so much.
Kyle and Jackie O.